It sounds too good to be true. Convince young people to embrace the European Union by giving all 18-year-olds a free pass to travel around the continent by train, a pass worth up to $500. The idea has been gaining currency after a speech last week by a German MEP who made the suggestion in what seemed to be a throwaway comment. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi supports it. However, it's not brand new. James spoke to writer and activist Vincent, who says he originally came up with the idea 2 years ago.
We were on an Interrail trip ourselves. We traveled 14 European countries, interviewing about 200 young people about their perspectives on the EU. And what we were noticing were two things. First of all, that we didn't really know Europe before this trip. The diversity, all the friendships we made, the spontaneous meetings were just fascinating and amazing. Second, we also noticed that a lot of young people don't have that access, that they cannot really experience Europe in all its diversity. So for them, Europe is just a theory. So we came up with the idea, wouldn't it be great for all of Europe, for the EU, to provide EU youth with free access to Interrail passes so that they can actually experience Europe and be part of it and not just hear about it in school?
Is the problem then that many young people just simply don't have the money for this sort of pass? Is that why it needs to be free?
I really think so. I think that's a big thing. I mean, when the global one-month Interrail pass costs 479 euros, that's a lot of money. For Germans, this is one thing, but let's take, for example, for Bulgarians, this is a totally different thing, right? So it's also, there are big national differences. What I see in my generation is there is a lot of young people who travel, who have friends overseas, are just very well-versed in this international community, and there's a lot of young people who don't do that at all, and there's a huge disconnect, and I think this disconnect threatens to divide all of Europe in the long term if just some people are part of Europe while others are not.
There is a question, of course, which will be on everyone's mind, which is, does the European Union have the sort of money to do this? Is it money well spent? I mean, we're talking about potentially, millions and millions of euros, aren't we?
Actually, it will be more if all young people would actually use this voucher for this Interrail pass. We're talking about more than 2 billion euros a year. However, our point is that this investment is probably the best investment the European Union can make right now. So if you want to kind of continue on a good European integration path and really strengthen the unity of the continent, I don't think you can make any better investment.